Chandrasekhar continued, "There is no talk at Varanasi other than discussions on the six philosophical theses. Nonetheless, Tapan Mishra has been very kind to me, for he speaks about topics relating to Lord Krishna." So, for those that are joining us, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is on his way to Vrindavan, and he's stopping at Varanasi, where he met with his old associates, Chandrasekhar Acharya and Tapan Mishra. Chandrasekhar Acharya, he performed his drama in the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya, dancing as the internal potency. And Tapan Mishra, he met him when he was visiting East Bengal, and he instructed him on, gave him instructions on sadhana and sadhya, the process of attaining the goal of life and the goal of life. And then he asked him to go to Varanasi, where he would meet him in the future, which is happening right now. Purport, Bhikshu Prabhupada. The six philosophical treatises are: 1. Vaisheshika, propounded by Kanada Rishi. 2. Nyaya, propounded by Gautam Rishi. 3. Yoga or mysticism, propounded by Patanjali Rishi. 4. The philosophy of Sankhya, propounded by Kapila Rishi. 5. The philosophy of Karma Mimamsa, propounded by Jaimini Rishi. And 6. The philosophy of Brahma Mimamsa or Vedanta, the ultimate conclusion of the absolute truth, Janmadiya Syayataha, propounded by Veda Vyas. Actually, Vedanta philosophy is meant for the devotees, because in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Vedanta Krid, Veda Vid Eva Chaham. I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. Bhagavad Gita 15:15. Vyasadeva is an incarnation of Krishna, and consequently, Krishna is the compiler of Vedanta philosophy. Therefore, Krishna clearly knows the purport of Vedanta philosophy. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, whoever hears Vedanta philosophy from Krishna is actually aware of the real meaning of Vedanta. The Mayavadis, who have called themselves Vedantas, do not at all understand the purport of Vedanta philosophy. Not being properly educated, people in general think that Vedanta means the Shankarite interpretation. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Jnanandana Sadakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tatati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvasesha Sunyavadi Paschat Sadasatarne Panchakalpa Trubhascha Kripa Sindhibhya Vicha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Darshan Vyakya Vina Kata Nahi Eta Mishra Kripakori More Sunana Krishna Kata. Chandrasekhar continued, "There is no talk at Varanasi other than discussion on the six philosophical theses. Nonetheless, Tapan Mishra has been very kind to me, for he speaks about topics relating to Lord Krishna." So, interesting. Technical subjects here about the six philosophical theses. I was looking up in the portfolio. We have a nice arrangement to search out these things. I didn't write the exact... Oh, here it is, yeah. Those want to read more about it, it's in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 87, Talks of the Vedas, I think, Chapter 87, Text 25. purport gives a nice description about these six philosophical systems: Vaisheshika, Nyaya, Yoga, Sankhya. Every time, not every time, but many times when this system of Sankhya is brought up, Srila Prabhupada clarifies that this Kapila Rishi is not the Kapila Rishi of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Devahuti Putra. They say he distinguishes Kapila Rishi from Devahuti Putra Kapila. That because they both propounded Sankhya philosophy. Kapila, Devahuti Putra Kapila, he also propounded Sankhya philosophy. In pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, we have that opportunity to read Kapila's instructions on Sankhya. Sankhya means counting. So this is, he counts all the different ingredients of the material world, the five working senses, the five knowledge acquiring senses, like that, and the eight gross elements. Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, Bhumira Po Nalavayo Kamano Buddhirevacha. This is the first verse they told me to learn when I joined these two verses, these distinguishing between the material ingredients, the eight elements of the material world, and then aparyam itastanyam prakritim vidimekaram jiva bhuta mahabhaho. That the, besides these material elements, is the spiritual, the spirit soul, which is aparaprakriti, prakriti. So here, anyway, I've made a few notes on these different philosophies. I also found out that in Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he quotes one Greek professor, how these Greeks, ancient Greek philosophers, they're very old. So they've also, some of them have followed these different systems. He gives them their names, in fact. This Bhaktivinoda Thakur is quoting a Greek professor saying that the Greeks, one Thales, I don't know how to pronounce his name, Thales, he was the follower of Vaisheshika philosophy. Aristotle was the follower of Nyaya. Zeno followed Yoga. Pythagoras, Sankhya, Socrates, Karma Mimamsa, which is also called Purva Mimamsa, and Plato followed Vedanta. So, anyway, Vaisheshika is generally the atomic theory that was founded by Kanada. Atomic theory. They also accept the existence of the soul and the super soul, but they take only a token part in the creation of the world. But the basis of reality is the atomic combination. They find out the atom as the eternal principle of the material creation, and how the atoms combine. This is the actual basis of their reality, of Vaisheshika philosophy. Nyaya is, of course, this is logic, based on logic, propounded by Gautam Rishi. Their goal, they have some kind of goal to achieve some kind of liberation, but that liberation is not at all as found in the Vaishnava philosophy, Nitya Yukta Upasate. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that Nitya Yukta Upasate, the devotees, they're always Nitya Yukta, always engaged, Upasate, in worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the, of course, the comes later on, but according to the Nyaya followers, their goal is liberation. They say that the goal is to kill the consciousness. That way there is be no... Because basically all types of philosophy are meant for getting free from material miseries. We have to somehow... Because in this material world, Krishna has designed this material world in such a way, Dukalayam Ashashvatam, that is a very miserable place and endowed with so many different types of miseries. We have different categories, the four that Krishna says, that Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi, birth, old age, disease, and death. And then different types of categories, the Adhyatmik, Adibhotik, and Adidaivik, miseries that come from our own material body and mind, miseries that come from other living entities, and Adidaivik, the miseries coming from material nature. So how to get free from this miserable condition? They have their nyayas, the followers of logic, they have their goal of to killing consciousness. Whereas the yoga, they have a goal, some kind of, they have process, mechanical exercises and meditation to achieve some kind of liberation of Brahman, Brahman realization. You sometimes know about yoga. Devotees are quite familiar with yoga. Sankhya, they're very nice. They've described it in this purport. They described that the soul is conscious and material nature is active. The soul is not active, but the material nature is actually active. The soul is simply a witness, they say, according to this Kapila Sankhya philosophy. The soul is simply a witness, whereas material nature is moving around him. But the question may be raised, then why is there scriptures? If you're simply a witness, then why is Krishna telling us, Sarvadharman Pratyaja, why Krishna is telling us to surrender to him? Because we have some type of activities. Again, that Nitya Yukta Upasate, we have activities to engage eternally in devotional service. Then Karma Purva, it has two different names. Purva Mimamsa here, Srila Prabhupada calls Karma Mimamsa, propounded by Jaimini Rishi. And this is the philosophy of basically karma, with the way we have action and reaction, that one should perform very nice activities so that he can gradually elevate himself. They have no conception of liberation, but they simply want to elevate themselves to some heavenly planets to enjoy life there. Material nature, according to them, is endless. There's no freedom from this material bondage, according to Karma Mimamsa. But they simply try to elevate themselves higher and higher to some better platform. And of course, Vedanta, Srila Prabhupada mainly talks here about Vedanta philosophy, quoting from Bhagavad Gita 15:15. Vedanta Krit Veda Evachaham, about how Krishna, he says that he's the compiler of Vedanta, Vedanta Krit, and in his form of, in his incarnation as Vyasadeva, he wrote the Vedanta Sutra. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a very nice description, of course, there, the Srila Prabhupada, or in the Vyasadeva, is described as being morose after compiling Vedanta philosophy. He was not, even though Vedanta philosophy is ultimately meant to and to bring one to Krishna, uh, Vedaishta sarvera aham eva vidya. What is that? Vedaishta sarvera aham eva vidya. That Vedanta philosophy ultimately was meant to bring one to Krishna, but it's not very... So anyway, all these philosophies, these are all based on mental speculation, more or less. All these six types of thought, Vedanta maybe not so much, but even the Vedanta philosophy, we hear from Srimad Bhagavatam that Srila Vyasadeva was not very much satisfied after writing Vedanta philosophy. And even Mahabharata, he wrote so many Vedic literatures, divided the one Veda into four, and he was sitting on the bank of the Saraswati and feeling very despondent that he's not very satisfied with his work. That time it's described how Narad Muni came there and he told him that are you very satisfied by identifying yourself with the body and the mind? He said that, what is this symptom? Then he says very nice, this word here, Saddarshan Vrakya, is talking about the six philosophical theses. Darshan, we generally understand darshan to mean to see. We take darshan of the deities, and like this, darshan, we understand as see, but Srila Prabhupada explains that darshan, this philosophy means actually to see. To see the truth, to see the actual facts of life, this darshan. So this is darshan, means to see through this philosophy. So darshan, here, six philosophical systems. Philosophical means to see the truth. So here, Narad Muni, he says that he uses the same word that... Bhavatan Uditat Payam says that you're not very much satisfied here. Bhavatan Uditat Payam Yasho Bhagavato Malam. Because Bhavatan Uditat Payam Yasho Bhagavato Malam Yainayavaso Natusheta Manye Tad Darshanam Kilam. He says that's a very nice description. He says that this you've not actually described very nicely the glories. Bhagavata Amalam. Bhagavatomalam. Bhavatan Udita Prayam. Prayam is not very well described these glories of the Supreme Lord. And then he says, Yenayavaso Natusheta. If someone that's not tusheta, he's not giving that satisfaction in this way by glorifying nicely the Supreme Lord. Manye tad darshanam. According to me, he says, tad darshan, that philosophy, manye tad darshanam kilam, that's not very wonderful, not very glorious. So all these darshans, these six darshans, they're falling into this category. You can even say up to the point of Vedanta, because Srila Vyasadeva is described in this fifth chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, that he was not very satisfied also. But at that point, Narad Muni told him that you should describe these glorious activities of the Supreme Lord, this Bhagavata Amalam, the glorious activities, the spotless glories of the Supreme Lord. Of course, then he goes on explaining how the literatures that are not glorifying the Supreme Personality of God, that they're just like pilgrimage of crows, places of pilgrimage for crows, whereas the swan-like persons, they want to hear, even though imperfectly composed or not very well arranged, they want to hear the topics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like here, Tapan Mishra, Chandrasekhar is glorifying that in Varanasi there's no other talk than these six philosophical systems, but Tapan Mishra, Mishra Kripa Koni Mori, Shunana Krishna Kata. That Tapan Mishra is very kind to me because he's giving us Krishna Kata. Inaiva Sona Tusheta Vanyeta Darshanam Kilam. So this is actually the real topic of discussion, Krishna Kata. Tapan Mishra, was it 2 weeks ago I was brought in to give class without preparation. Tapan Mishra, he's not only an old associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, having met him in Bangladesh, East Bengal, when Lord Chaitanya visited there, but he's the father of Raghunath Bhatta, one of the six Goswamis. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is standing here, I don't know if this particular section describes how. I don't think so. We don't want to take some topics from others. But Raghunath Bhatta, he was gave service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time in the house of Tapan Mishra. So there's very, the Srimad Bhagavatam, this is the accepted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the commentary written by the same author on this Vedanta philosophy. The Vedanta philosophy written by Vyasadev, he was not feeling satisfied completely by writing these topics, but he, under the instructions of Narad Muni, he wrote this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the commentary on this Vedanta Sutra. And in this way, he begins, actually, second verse, he says that Dharma Projita Kaita Votra Paramo Nimratsaranam Satam. He says this Srimad Bhagavatam immediately kicks out all these different types of, because they were common contemporaries. Vyasadev, practically contemporaries with this Kanada Rishi, Gautam Rishi, Kapila, most of them were near about contemporary. They wrote their different systems of philosophy, and Vedavyas wrote his Vedanta. But then he begins the Srimad Bhagavatam, Dharma Projita Kaita Votrava. He says these cheating types of religion are completely rejected in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And basically, these all types of philosophies in the material world, all this different. Srila Prabhupada points out that philosophy, of course, is just the mental speculation without religious sentiment. And religious, what is that? Philosophy without religion is mental speculation, and what? Religion without philosophy is sentimental. Yes. So, both are required. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives very nice verse we learned recently. This we're trying to find out the source of this verse. Srila Prabhupada posted in one of his lectures, Prithiviti Ache Jata Dharma Name Chale, that he says that whatever type of, within this material world, whatever goes on in the name, he uses this time religion as a translation for Dharma Name Chale, Dharma Name, in the name of religion, said whatever goes on in the name of religion in this world, Prithiviti Ache Jata Nama Dharma Name Chale, Bhagavat Kahe Sabha Purna Pale Paripurna Chale, that it's all Paripurna Chale means complete cheating. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, that Kaitavodharma. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he doesn't accept any of these different types of religions that are not based on the principles of Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the basis of real religion. As given by Veda Vyas. So here, Chandrasekhar Acharya is glorifying his association with Tapan Mishra because he could hear Krishna Katha from him. So this is the whole purpose of our Krishna consciousness movement. This is this in Kali Yuga, there's no other purpose, point of religious principles except the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. We had a very good, nice inspiration when we read some, when we were reminded actually by on the internet. We have to read some on the internet. We were very inspired by reading about this old pastime. Srila Prabhupada, when he was something like 2 years old, he got first, well, not first, but he had some very nice experience, because we have some kind of, what do you call, big advertisement nowadays about some vyadi, this disease that is going on. So Srila Prabhupada gave his very insightful experience about how in Calcutta, in he says 1898, he gives even the year. So Srila Prabhupada was born in 1896. That was 2 years old, one and a half, 2 years old. He said at that time, 1898, there was a big plague going on in Calcutta, and one Babaji, he organized mass sankirtan movement. He had street sankirtan there, had big chanting. And Srila Prabhupada, according to Srila Prabhupada, as a result of this sankirtan, this plague was subsided like that. So we have, these are our acharya. He has firm faith in the holy names of the Lord. We try to follow in his footsteps by accepting this, that nama bina kitu nahi ko ar chauda bhuvana maji, that there is no other recourse in this sport, these fourteen worlds, chauda bhuvana maji, than the holy name of the Lord. We try to take shelter of the holy name of the Lord, and this brings us out of this all types of mental speculations that are given, these different philosophies that are simply bewildering people with their manoratinasati or devatil bahi, mental concoctions. And we try to follow the Srimad Bhagavatam, because this is the perfect knowledge that is received through the perfect source. Otherwise, whatever knowledge we have in this material world is based on mental speculation. We have imperfect senses and so many different frailties that are there. All right, so any of us has comments or questions, I'll stop there. Yes, Don?
Kind of a state religion, but if you look at Bhagavad Gita 5:14, Krishna also said that. Na kartittam na karmani lokasya sijati prabhu. 5:14. Bhagavad Gita you have.
Yes, right? I can see.
Krishna says actually the soul is not active, neither is doing any result of action or action. So yes, in one hand they are speculating, but Krishna didn't speculate, I'm sure. He stated the fact that soul is inside. Yeah, what is your...
The embodied spirit, master of the city of his body, does not create activities, nor does he induce people to act, nor does he create the fruits of action. All this is enacted by the modes of material nature.
Yeah.
So?
So, it's not a speculation.
What's not speculation?
You said they're speculating that everything going by the nature and the soul is not active. You said that.
Yes, so. But the point is.
But Krishna also said the same thing.
But Krishna also says, Sarva Dharma Parityaja, Mame Kamsharanam. He says, you give up our varieties of religion and surrender to me. That doesn't mean you don't do anything, you just watch the activities of material rights.
You know that question in the morning walk that they asked this question to Prabhupada?
Yes.
Then Prabhupada says, Prabhupada says actually everything is done by Krishna through material nature. So then I think Rameshwar Prabhu or one of them asked Prabhupada, so why not, since Krishna is directing everything, why not he directs towards him? Then Prabhupada said he's not directing according to him, he's directing according to their desire.
I was listening, same topic, but maybe a different class, but yesterday he said that if we don't have independence, then we are no longer part and parcel of Krishna. Part and parcel of Krishna means we have, Krishna has supreme independence. We must have independence. Otherwise, how can we be called part and parcel of Krishna?
Well, in that conversation, Prabhupada says that you have to have a desire. That's all we can do. Strong desire to serve Krishna, strong desire to serve the devotees can. Then the nature will provide it.
Sridhati has something to say.
Yeah, I didn't follow the whole thing, but... yes, a lot depends how you define these words in their full complexity, and who knows whenever we'll get that full complexity, if that's even possible. But, you know, we're saying, you know, the living entity doesn't create all this stuff, it's working by the material energy. I mean, yeah, we don't create the cosmos, we don't create the three modes of material nature, but we do have that capacity to desire. I think it's a little bit more complex, or you could add complexity as, oh, is it just Krishna or is it just Maya? There's all kinds of grades of mix and match. But, you know, we have our autonomy to desire, and that's what's the basis of love, to freely give it, blah, 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 hockey. Well, maybe that's minimizing it. But, you have that capacity to desire, and then Krishna dances with you with it, you know, depending what you want, and you know, He's the one who facilitates the desire. But it's not that we create the material energy and now we board it over. So that is our fantasy.
Eko bahunam ya vidadati kaman.
Prabhupada said in 1st canto, 1st chapter, text 6 and 7, he repeated, one has to be conversant with these six philosophies before he sits on the Vaishasana.
Yes.
And I was very afraid when I read this many, many years. Few decades back. I was saying, what is this six philosophy? You cannot even see it in the Vaishasana unless you are conversant. Prabhupada said you have to be conversant. So if you look at like another angle, we do use their philosophy. I mean, first philosophy, the logic. Every day I use logic, reasoning. I will do this because of this, because of this. He said, this is what he gave. Of course, the conclusion I'm not accepting, but I'm saying we do use. And then the another one is like Kapila. He says the matter and spirit. We use every day. We talk about it. We are conscious, we are spirit, and the material world is matter. So there's a similar thing, but bears there, I would say, intervene the six philosophy with Bhagavatam.
Well, Krishna uses the Karma Mimamsa with his father Nanda Maharaj before the Govardhan. To convince them that we should worship Govardhan Hill. He says that, Krishna, Indra, we don't need Indra, he's just doing what he has to do, according to our activities. Did we add something? No? Huh?
I'm okay.
Okay. Anybody else? All right. Shine.
Thank you, Prabhu. I didn't quite understand the Vaisheshika approach. What's the basic tenet of that?
Vaisheshika philosophy?
Atomic theory.
Huh?
Atomic theory.
Atomic theory. Yeah.
Yeah, we needed that too. But we don't need it from
Usu. Yeah, also, yeah.
Maharaj was very funny. One professor,
he said, I don't believe I believe only atomic theory. So it's funny that after a week or something, his wife actually passed away, the professor's wife. So he was very devastated and he came to temple and some or other they brought him to Maharaj. Maharaj said, why are you crying? She was made of atom. Came from an atom and just, you know, said, but my son, my daughter, 3 years old, just tell her, he's all made of atom. And he got it. So it's not made of atom. It's a conscious being inside the atom. That what is more focused, important. The soul is a conscious being. Soul has nothing to do with the matter, in one sense. But by the way, you say, it's a very nice thing you said about Aristotle. You said he is in the neo-logic.
Huh?
Neo-logic.
Yeah.
Who said? Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. Because Prabhupada, Hayagriva Prabhu was asking Prabhupada, he was reading different philosophy and Prabhupada was kind of giving commentary.
Mostly I think Shama Sundari, he gives a very big description in his book,
yes,
especially
yes.
Second volume, how he...
I remember when Hayagriva Prabhu said that...
Dialectical Spiritualism, very nice book that describes Srila Prabhupada, goes over all the different philosophers.
Yes.
Conceptions. Basically, they give these they can be categorized in under one of these different types of six philosophies. The point is, one thing is very clear is that all these modern philosophies, they're coming from India. All philosophy comes from India. These great philosophers, they are all followers of these different systems like that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur points out. He doesn't even point out. He said he quoted a Greek professor that figured out. Huh?
What's his name?
It was something like Garbe or something like that. It's in the what is that? You know the book that gives the different. Teachings of Bhakti Vinod Pani Vaibhav.
Oh, Pani Vaibhav, okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Sita Diya, something else to say.
Don't we rather say that everything comes from Krishna?
Huh?
Don't we rather say that everything comes from Krishna rather than everything comes from India?
Well, yes.
Maybe some of this stuff prominently was expressed within human culture in that geographic location. But.
Well, do you say that atheistic philosophies come from Krishna?
Yes, everything comes
ultimately,
from
ultimately they do. Yes.
Material energy is his energy. It's not like something else that kind of got away, you know?
This was the first teaching of the Vedanta philosophy, the Janmadhyasyayata, that everything comes from... We didn't even explain that. Guys, something else.
When you were listening to six Greek counterparts, was Plato corresponding with the Vedanta?
Vedanta.
What aspect of Vedanta? Or what aspect of the Vedanta? Did he bring out the bhakti and the soul and everything?
Well, there's not that much in Vedanta sutras anyway. Otherwise, why would... Vyasadeva be despondent after writing Vedanta. He doesn't give very much information on devotional service, directly at least.
When Druta Karma Prabhu was here a few years back, he was making a point that when Hari Durga Prabhu says that Plato says the matter and spirit exist together, and evidence of spirit without matter is not possible. Prabhupada said that's not Vaishnavism.
That's what?
That's not Vaishnavism. But then he said Aristotle said the same thing, except he says spirit can exist separately from the matter. Prabhupada said that's Vaishnav philosophy. So, and then he made a comment. He said, I never know how he found out. He said the Catholic society accepted the Plato's idea. unfortunately. It's very sad.
Uh-huh. There's one other quote we can... Oh, they have some?
I just wanted to ask that, so these, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur is referring, or these Greek philosophers with the other philosophies from India, does it mean that they had, this is implying that they were reading, they read the philosophies and then they were expressing, or it's just that the philosophies that they came on their own, so to speak, matched with these other philosophies?
Well, I can't answer that directly, but we can understand that there was exchange between these different cultures. They had to have actually seen something. Whether they're directly taking from that, I couldn't say.
I was thinking that how, you know, what they call the Pythagoras theorem in math,
yeah.
The Pythagoras, which is apparently the Greek, that's why they call it the Pythagoras theorem. But apparently, that was already in the scriptures and the mathematical scriptures. They have that shloka. That what they referred as to Pythagoras theorem. So
Pythagoras,
yeah,
theorem is already there in the scriptures. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a squared plus b squared equals c squared, whatever, something like that. But yeah. So I'm thinking, were probably these philosophies were also probably heard. They were connection and. But
sometimes, things are not
so clear.
Yeah, sometimes. When I was studying, I was also reading about how the radio waves were actually the principle was enunciated by Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose, and this Melkoni, he took it from him and he got the credit. So this is also the will of the Lord. Sometimes someone gets some kind of position or credit for something that he doesn't actually. Just like they say, Columbus, how he went to America, but so many people were already there. What kind of discovery was? So many people were there living. Something else?
Yeah, because, okay, process of discovery.
Process of discovery, yes.
Right. What you just said happens a lot.
What are they saying? There's nothing new under the sun?
Yeah, that's Vedic. There's nothing new under the sun. You know, which is just knowledge. Veda means knowledge. You know, it doesn't mean specifically a book. You know, we go Kenyan that too. You know, sometimes we say Veda means knowledge. It's not just this little book in some dusty temple. You know, I'm being sarcastic. But you know, the idea that someone gets credit historically, that's seen a lot. You know, usually there's a discussion amongst people, you know, and then it's brewing and it comes to a critical mass and someone sort of gets in front of it and you know, really puts it together perhaps and they sort of get credit, get the copyright, if you will, from a historical perspective. But usually there's a big conversation and then even if they came up with that, you know, what's the Christian term, you know, for Jesus born, like immaculate conception or something, independent. Then there's this whole audience there that says, wow, that's a cool idea. You know, so they're up to speed. So there is this sort of community aspect. I mean, in Bhakti, you say that too. There's, you know, between people, and there's a lot of dynamics in this so-called process of discovery. As far as India, love it. There was a lot of cross-cultural influence in the ancient world, and Krishna's in everybody's heart. I mean, Krishna's not depending on, oh, I got to find somebody in India to think of this, and then maybe we can go from there. I mean, you know, there's a lot of dynamics here, but we do like to give credit to Vedic cultures facilitating Bhakti, and that was a very prominent culture in the Indian context.
Hey, you don't give credit in India for mathematics.
I'm not sure about that, but Well, then it must be true. But he did give credit to his predecessors. He didn't say, like, you know, and did defer to God. Missing the gospel.
Yeah. So there's one verse in that's quoted by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It says, those followers of Jaimini, Gotam, and Kanada whose eyes of knowledge have been contaminated by Purva Vimamsa and their related Karmakanda, who are proud of being materialistic, whose intelligence is crude, and who have no faith in the Supreme Lord, always remain far separated from discussions on the topics of Lord Hari. Due to being bereft of association with the devotees of the Lord, who enjoys pastimes with the goddess of fortune, such persons cannot relish the nectarian essence of the scriptures, even though they understand the purport of the scriptures, just as a spoon is unable to relish the same palatable foodstuffs that it serves. Came up to me verse by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bahir Mukha Jan Shastra Deya Dushta Mati, Sei Shastra Shishta Jan Deya Krishna Rati, Deya Krishna Rati. That materialistic persons, they don't get very good result even by reading the scriptures. Whereas the devotees, they become more and more attached to Krishna. This is the value of satsang, association of devotees. Without the association of devotees, one can't make any progress. Okay, Hare Krishna. Anything? Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
I have to do it, okay. But I just like the class the other day. I